Number 7. Church circle. We're going to walk round the circle now, clockwise, so to the left. And you're going to hear from the new vicar, who's nearer my age than my parents, which is weird. But everyone's getting younger, my mum says, even though you'd think they're getting older. And as you walk round, you'll come to a community garden that's part of the church. If it's open, go in and have a look and a sit down. It's lovely. And if it's not, then just stand by the railings and have a look at it while Jean tells you all about it. They'll follow on from each other, the vicar and Jean, so you don't need to move to the next track until after you hear from me again.
I'm Reverend Richard Hanford, and I've been the minister here in Ollerton in the Church of England Churches since September of 2021. We've got St Giles Church in Ollerton Village, which is the oldest church. We've got St Matthew's Church in Booton, which is a bit newer but still quite old. And then we've got St Paulinus Church, as well as the community garden on the church circle. This church here where we are, St Paulinus, this was built in the 1930s when this new part of the town, New Ollerton, was built to house the people who were coming in to work at the mine. And so it was commissioned by the Butterley Company, who sunk the pit here in Ollerton. It's on a little bit of a hill, on a little bit of a high point of the town, and it's called the Church Circle because it is on a circle. Nowadays it's a roundabout, and so if you're driving around, you've got to drive all the way around the church, and you've got all of the streets radiating out from this central part of the church. So I think it's really special that we've got the church circle in the centre of New Ollerton. So since I've arrived in Ollerton, I can say that this is the best place I've ever lived in terms of community spirit. In terms of when you're doing something as a community, it really feels like the whole community comes together. And so maybe that has got some kind of backstory in the mining heritage, that everybody was involved with the pit, and a lot of people worked there, a lot of people knew each other. Obviously, the colliery closed here in 1994, so it's always going to be different. But for me, as an outsider, I can come in and say to people who maybe haven't noticed for a time what a wonderful community spirit Ollerton has, and then take that forwards into the future. The future's not going to be like the past, but there's some really good things in Ollerton which you really want to take forward into the future, and the community spirit is really one of those things. With new housing coming in, and obviously not everybody works in Ollerton now, people go out to work in various places. So it's important that a bit like we learnt over the pandemic time, we've got to know who our neighbours are, and we've got to care for our local community, take that time to know each other. And if there are new people moving into Ollerton, which there will be with the new housing that we've got going on, we've got to welcome them and have the community organisations, the community spirit that people can be involved in. It's just about being open and welcoming, isn't it, to whoever you've got living in our community, and maybe taking some special care to welcome those who are different from ourselves. It's a bit like being a newspaper columnist. You know the deadline's there every week, and you've got to say something. It's most challenging if you're feeling dry, or maybe not actually. However you are feeling, whether you're feeling dried up spiritually, whether you're feeling overwhelmed by what's going on around you, or whether you're feeling very joyful, then that's necessarily going to come out in what you preach and in what you say, and that's important to be real and to be yourself when you're speaking in front of people. Different people have different styles. I always try and get in there, say what you got to say, and get out again.
My name is Jean Newton, and I got involved with the garden 2 years ago. It had already been started a year prior to that, and then 10 or 12 years even before that, it was more a vegetable garden. And for a variety of reasons, that had to close down. And so it was really derelict for quite a long time, and it did look a mess. And then a friend called John Pearson was going by one day and asked the vicar what she was doing with that piece of land. And she told him that it was available, and if he wanted to do anything with it, he would be very welcome to do that. And so he took it on board. He got sort of funding, I think, and help from various people, and they redesigned the garden layout, with the mounds that you see. I think the help kind of fell off a little bit. And I'm a member of this church, and I felt a strong compulsion to get involved with the garden. I didn't really want to, because I've got a big garden myself. But it was the best thing I did, really. I started doing lots and lots of weeding, and then I graduated to planting, and it's just been the most wonderful personal experience spending time up here. It's earthy. It's seeing things grow. It's back to nature and feeling that at the end of 2 or 3 hours that you've achieved something and you've accomplished something. So that's one part of it, the practical side of it. And the other part of it is being here and being available for people to come and chat to me as they've gone by. And people you don't know, they sometimes come in. Sometimes they just stand the other side of the railings and just shout you and comment on the garden. And then I'll go and have a word and we'll discuss a plant or something. And a lot of people are very, very knowledgeable, more knowledgeable than me. But that's like the beginning. They then kind of go on to something else. And then you share personal things. We had bereaved people who just want to talk, really, lonely people. And the vision is that when we are more established, that we're going to be able to do a cup of tea, a cup of coffee out there and sit in one of our nice seats and just sit and enjoy the peace. And just watching things grow and just looking at the pretty flowers and just seeing something that you haven't noticed before. And noticing this year we've had a glut of ladybirds, all loads of them this year. My grandfather, he died in 1959, but he used to have big greenhouses down in Ollerton Village, opposite the hall. We lived in New Ollerton, and the children used to go down there in the school holidays and go through the... He had three, it was like three greenhouses, and then the first one, he got this big boiler, and then we'd go through and he got tomatoes, and the smell of the tomatoes just lingers. And then we used to get the bus to come back up to New Ollerton, and we used to sit on the bridge with the river, and next to the mill was a little building, and it was called Green's Shop, and we used to sit and have a triangular blackcurrant lolly sitting on the wall waiting for the bus to come. The miners all did the gardens as well. They were all, although my dad never did, he wasn't a gardener, but it was very much tradition, yes. We get plants given us. A chappie came by the other week and gave us 4 cobnut trees. So people are very generous. We do go to nurseries and we do go to garden centres and we grow our own. We've got seeds. I've got seeds in my greenhouse at home coming on, and we've got Tom who is very much instrumental in part of this garden, and he's got all sorts of stuff growing in his greenhouse. And he's very knowledgeable about herbs, and when people go by, he'll give them a piece of this or a piece of that to try. And we all found last year how much we like nasturtium seeds. Very peppery, very nice, put them in salads. So I'm learning from him. Last year, we grew lots of peas and beans around the railings, and it was good to see them wrapping themselves around the railings. And then we'd say to people, just go by, just take a handful, just take what you want. It was lovely to see the potatoes. And then we had an open garden day last year. We had quite a lot of children, and the children were really excited getting potatoes up, because that's something they do very often these days. And it was a bit like a treasure hunt. That was really fun. We had 4 young lads came in the other week, the other Saturday afternoon, and I was packing up to go, and they shouted, can we come in? So I said, yeah, she can come in. They were off to the skate park, and they were very good. Looked about 11, 12, and they wandered around and asking questions. So you don't know. I think one of the things about being on the garden, you don't know who is going to drop in with what story they've got or whatever, what they want to tell you. It's very diverse. At the moment, I think it's more a drop-in, chatty kind of space, but we did have someone who we knew, and she was terminally ill, and she loved to come and sit in one of the arbour seats and just sit, and she loved the garden. And I think the very last time she came, She was due to meet a friend of hers, and this friend, they were going to meet at her house, and she rang this friend and said, no, I want you to come to the garden. And they sat, they must have sat 2 hours having cups of tea, and they just sat. And I know that she felt the peace of the garden. Big vision for the garden is for it to be a real sanctuary for people, where people feel free, they can come and talk, and they have the gates open. Just really want to be there for people and let them have the joy and the peace. It's the peace of the garden that I think just make you feel so much better.
Right, now we're going to head back the way we came. Back down Briar Road, across Forest Road, onto Sherwood Drive, and straight on towards Tesco's. So I shouldn't need to explain things too much. When you get back onto Sherwood Drive, I want you to sit on the bench opposite A.W. Lynn's and go to the next track.